another banner earnings report.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Wall Street giant Goldman Sachs reported third quarter earnings that beat analyst forecasts. Net income more than doubled year over year. The company's stock has surged by more than 120% so far this year. Eric Schoenberg is editor-in-chief at MarketWatch.com. He joins us live this morning from New Jersey. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Steve.
Your first reaction, sir?
Well, this is an awfully good earnings report, but it strikes me as an earnings report that was printed in Washington. Goldman Sachs has had the advantage of kind of a banker's paradise, where thanks to the Federal Reserve, they've been able to borrow money at close to 0% and invest it or lend it out at whatever they can get for it. It doesn't get much better than that for a banker.
Now, I'm seeing these strong Goldman numbers, but why am I looking at my screen, Eric, and seeing indications that Wall Street's going to be lower today?
I think that's just Wall Street being blasé about the Dow at 10,000. Remember, the Dow's been here before, and 10,000 doesn't impress Wall Street as much as it does Main Street.
I've never heard Wall Street be called blasé before. Yesterday, certainly not blasé, as the Dow crossed 10,000. How do we look at that threshold, and what's really important about this number and other numbers, Eric, going forward?
Well, you have to remember that it is a psychological milestone, and mainly that. Now, it's a nice one, and I have to confess that I feel happier with the Dow over 10,000. It's a confirmation that the recovery probably is here to stay. But it doesn't really have meaning other than the psychology of it. There are other numbers, I think, that in your financial life are kind of more important, and more important even to the market.
Such as?
Well, how about 25? That's the number of times the Dow has crossed above 10,000 only to cross it again going in the other direction. Puts that 10,000 number in a little perspective. Or how about 9.8? That's the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
And until that number comes down, the economy is just not going to be on solid footing.
That's something we're keeping an eye on. Eric Schoenberg from CBS MarketWatch, we do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, let's check numbers. European markets are up a little bit, under 0.5%. Markets closed mostly up in Asia. As we mentioned yesterday, the Dow closed up about 144 points at 10,015. S&P and NASDAQ shares were higher by more than 1.5%. In about 40 minutes, we're going to get another number, the latest consumer price index, and analysts expect it to show prices are on the way up again. But don't look for Social Security checks to match. A cost of living increase next year is being taken off the table, but President Obama plans to remedy that. He's asking Congress for a one-time $250 payment to help the elderly make ends meet. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
The one-time payments would cost the federal government roughly $13 billion. For most seniors, the $250 payment's the equivalent of a 2% cost of living increase. Normally, cost of living adjustments are pegged to overall consumer prices, but
Seniors will not receive a cost of living increase this year, largely because the price of oil went down, and with it, gasoline, fuel oil, and so forth, while the price of everything else went up.
Peter Morisi is an economist at the University of Maryland. He says the Consumer Price Index doesn't accurately track costs for seniors.
It's a basket of goods and services bought by the general public, but seniors tend to buy more health services and other services, and these would be more represented in the basket if it was a basket just for seniors alone.
Seniors already received a similar payment this year as well to help cover rising health costs. The president reportedly doesn't want to fund next year's payment directly from the Social Security Trust Fund. Instead, he's expected to ask Congress to borrow additional billions. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Computers have revolutionized how we do business. Good news for some, but for others, including floor traders in Chicago, computers have been a detriment to careers. A new documentary highlights this collision of technology and tradition. James Allen Smith is the director of Floored, which is set to debut later this month. This film takes us on a journey that starts with the shouting floor trading mobs of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. James Allen Smith, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Why are these people screaming?
Well, these guys are screaming because they're trying to buy and sell. And they're actually buying for themselves. And when they're selling for themselves. So they're pretty anxious to do well.
And what are they doing? They're buying and selling what?
Pork bellies, milk, grains, oil. I mean, you name it. They actually trade the weather, believe it or not.
So obviously the documentary talks about how there are fewer and fewer traders in the pit. What's causing these people to vanish?
Technology, basically. Computers just do it faster.
There's this one scene in the documentary. It's this floor trader debating with a computer trader, and he says, I can't beat the computer. I want to hear a little bit of that.
I say the computer is the worst and the most evil thing of trading that I've ever seen.
I mean, that's an impassioned argument. I mean, the guy's saying this is my livelihood and this inanimate object made it go away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, these guys have been doing something their whole life one way, and then someone comes in and says, no, you're not going to do it like this anymore. Here's a computer. You do it like this, and you do it quietly, and you sit, and you mind your manners, and you click buy when you want to buy, and you click sell when you want to sell. So, you know, they have a problem with that. These guys, like you said, they scream and they yell, and that's what they, you know, they look each other in the eye, and it's like a poker game. Now it's anonymous.
James, how have the people you interviewed for your documentary, how have they fared in the financial crisis?
You know, it was really tough. A couple of the guys had a really hard time, and they felt it. They really felt it, and you see that in the film. There's another couple of guys who did quite well. Again, you know, the market moves really quickly when it goes down, and they can take advantage of that by selling high and then buying it back low.
Well, James Allen Smith, director of Floored, we do appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
How has technology changed your world? Share your story with us at marketplace.org. From Los Angeles, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.